Pickaxe.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
Oh, this stupid music.
It's Keeler music. It's brilliant.
Hello? Where am I going to use this?
just put it in the middle somewhere. It'd be nice. People would love it. I'd be like, oh, that's a nice bit of music. Oh, this is lovely. It's like a proper radio show. Because proper radio shows play really poor quality MIDIs.
MIDI soundtracks from a website from the 1980s that you discovered when you were looking for pictures of naked Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens. Why do you say her name so oddly?
How are you supposed to say it? I thought it was like Vanessa Huygens or something. Or I thought the D was silent.
Huygens? What, like the
belt? The Huygens belt in space. Space? In space?
Why are you mocking me? You're the one who can't pronounce Hudgens.
Hudgens? How do you say Hudgens?
Hudgens. You say it like that, you say Hudgens.
I don't, you fuck. And
say
back
it again.
To our recording. No, we're going to go back to the podcast now.
Say it again. Vanessa
Hudgens.
Why do you do that?
What do you mean? That's how I say it. What's wrong with that?
You're like worse than me when I, say sausage or raspberry.
Hello and welcome to
Good evening, Simon. Ugh, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Lewis. I've been reading the SCP wiki. It's like a series of weird artifacts that have been discovered and are being kept secure and away from the public. It's not real.
By who?
It's not real. By an organisation.
Is this like a conspiracy theory?
No. It's fiction. Fictional stories that people make up and they put it on the wiki. This comes from the Creepypasta series of stories.
Creepypasta?
Yes, Creepypasta.
Pasta?
Creepypasta.
As in spaghetti? As in the sort of small pieces of chewy white spaghetti?
Look, pasta can come in many forms. There's the ones that are like little tubes.
Penne.
The ones that look like bow ties.
Bowie.
The ones that are like spirals.
Fusilli.
The ones that are just sheets.
Sheety.
Sheetini.
Sheetini pasta.
Ravioli. You can't forget ravioli.
I'd like some sheetini pasta, please.
With some shiitake mushrooms. So Creepypasta, they're pretty good. Well, some of them are pretty good stories. They're like ghost story kind of things. About weird events or odd things that you can recreate. You know, if you go to this abandoned warehouse at this time and you perform this task, something weird opens.
So is this one if you go to Luigi's Pasta Restaurant and order the double ravioli with cheese?
Sheetini.
You're going to get a zombie coming out of your pasta and attacking you. Or ghost.
Exactly. It's kind of similar to, well, it's inspired by Silent Hill in some places. Where, there are dark, horrible things then you can cross over to this darker world.
So tell me about this haunted pasta.
The haunted pasta, it contains the souls of little baby pastas that were caught in the wild, culled, executed, slayed and slaughtered, and made into the delicious pasta that we enjoy today.
So are you suggesting that pasta is made from tiny little fusilli-shaped animals?
Yes, yes. They make little mewing sounds, like newborn kittens.
Oh gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but it's worth it because it's just so delicious.
The haunted pair of glasses. Anyone who wears them turns into a zombie.
It is kind of like that, essentially, yeah. But I mean, a lot of them are mechanical devices that may have come from the past, may have come from the future, maybe from like a different dimension. Some of them look like ordinary household objects. You should browse this because it is just fucking weird as hell. Oh, there's a coffee machine. It's like a weird magical coffee machine. This is a good one. You have to put 50 cents into it, and you enter the name of any liquid using a touchpad, and it delivers 12 ounces of whatever you've asked for. And there's like a great example of something that happened. There were two agents that were testing out, you know, asking it for various liquids. And one of the agents is called Joseph, and the other agent asks for a cup of Joe, which is slang for coffee. So he says, "Can I have a cup of Joe?" And then Agent Joseph begins to sweat, complains of dizziness, and then he collapses, and they find this horrible fleshy mixture in the cup, and there is 12 ounces of flesh that, when it's DNA tested, belongs to Agent Joseph. Dun dun dun!
How would that work?
It's not real. Do you understand this? It's not real. Someone asked for a cup of anti-water. The machine hums and displays a message that says, "Out of range."
What does that mean?
They theorise that it couldn't get any antimatter from like another dimension or whatever. A researcher keyed in a request for the best drink I've ever had. And a fluid was dispensed that was similar in appearance to cola. The researcher drinks it, and he recognises it from something he had during his bachelor party years ago. And at the time he said that, "Oh, this is the best drink I've ever had." And he didn't know what was in it, other than it used like cola as a mixer, and it had rum and
so how does
some
that teleport
in it that he wasn't sure.
From where? If it's like a unique mix of stupid stuff, where was that originally? Does it blend it itself like a cocktail? Does it, like, extract a little bit from all sorts of other places?
Yeah. It must teleport from somewhere, some rum, some cola, some of the other spirits that are involved.
I think this is really interesting. That coffee machine is really, really interesting, isn't it? You could imagine these being good plots for stuff, for short stories or, you know, sci-fi and stuff.
There's loads of these little tests that they run on it. It's amazing. Like, there's a test in which someone keys in the perfect drink. Dispenses a cup containing an odourless lavender liquid. The subject drinks the liquid, and he appears to go into, like, shock. And he later kills himself, leaving behind a note that says, "I'm sorry, but at this point, everything's just one big letdown." Isn't that brilliant? Someone asks for a pan-galactic gargle blaster.
Oh yeah, from the Hitchhiker's Guide.
The machine dispenses a fluid, dark yellowish-green in colour, which effervesced and appeared to give off a vapour similar to that observed in the sublimation of dry ice. Subject drank what he called a single minuscule sip of the fluid. He later reported the taste as being somewhere between a gin and tonic, a margarita, a glass of scotch whiskey. Oh, and that's it. And then it ends there. It doesn't actually complete the line.
That's God obviously for someone else to fill
upon
in.
Upon swallowing...
You can fill it in. It's a wiki. What else shall we fill in there?
No, no. I'm saying it'd be stupid to edit it when it's left out in order to be, you know, somewhat, you know, slightly subtle about it. I mean, it wouldn't be a very good... I mean, technically, I'm saying, oh, it tasted a bit like a fucking gold brick hitting me on the head. You know, that doesn't really work, does
it? Was the person from Yorkshire... Was Douglas Adams from Yorkshire? By the way.
I think he must have been.
Because
have
I'd love to hear the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy read out in with a Yorkshire accent. Fucking gold brick hitting me on the head.
I should do that one day. He had a hangover that lasted 18 hours after drinking one sip. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. It's not actually Gargle Blaster, it's like blackened out. They often black out a lot of the information, like people's names and such.
Why?
It's classified information, isn't it? You can't go around saying names. You can't do that. You can't. I'm not fucking Scottish.
Right, let's get another one. Get another one.
You know what would be good? It would be good if the fans of the YogPod gave us their own little SCPs, their own little weird items.
Good idea.
Yeah, a lot of them are like standalone stories. Some of them are like part of a sequence, a collection. On your 33rd birthday, go to your local gas station and pick up the newspaper. The classified ads will have a small segment commemorating your birth and asking you to turn around.
Dun-dun-dun.
Upon looking behind you, dun-dun-dun, a man dressed in a black cloak will be advancing in your direction. If you choose to run away, he will hunt you for the rest of your life, eventually killing you. However, if you await his arrival and show no intent of fleeing, he will give you a small package. Inside, you shall find the object you most desire.
Right, okay.
So you can either run away and he'll hunt you down and kill you, or you can just wait there and he'll give you a present for your birthday. There you go.
These are the kind of things left on YouTube comments, aren't they?
Like chain, you know? Email things. I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are. I mean, a lot of them are very different from these. I mean, these are kind of like rituals, they're known as. You have to do, you know, certain things and something will happen, blah, blah, blah. A young couple have just been married at a large family wedding. The reception is held at the bride's grandmother's house. After they have had dinner and cake and such, they all decide to play hide and seek. Not that likely a story, which has been a tradition in the bride's family for quite some time.
Okay, yeah, I can believe that.
Okay, the bride, knowing the house, decides to hide in the attic in a large chest. But when she climbs in, she slips and the lid comes crashing down. It knocks her out and she's now locked unconscious in the chest.
Right.
Meanwhile,
not so believable, but possible. Very just about possible.
Okay, just about believable.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the rest of the family is searching for her and they're starting to get worried.
Okay, how long
after
have they been
hours
searching?
Hours of calling...
Hours, right, okay.
Hours. After hours of calling for her and searching the house, they call the police, who are also unable to find the missing bride. The bride eventually wakes up.
This is like the game... This is like some badly orchestrated horror film.
Yes. The bride eventually wakes up, but is unable to get out of the chest, so she starves to death.
What do you mean she starves to death? Do you know how long it takes to starve to death?
She lost a lot of weight before the wedding.
No.
So, you know, she was a bit skinny.
No, you don't starve to death. You die of thirst before you die of thirst before you starve to death.
No, she was able to... She took a bottle of water.
She was able to lick the condensation from the inside of the box. Right.
So, yeah,
so do you know how long it takes to starve to death if you've got access to water.
You know it's not real.
It takes like you 7 days. This isn't real. Okay, so she was in that box for 7 days, right? Approximately. With a husband. She was only in a house. They would have torn the house apart. They would have pulled the house apart looking for her. They would have torn down every single wall. Everywhere.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? I could really use a sandwich.
I've been in here for 7 days.
I'm fucking famished. Come on. Little bit of pizza. Some scrambled eggs. Bit of toast. Oh, come on.
It takes a long time to... Sorry, I know I treat these things with a bit of realism, but I can't help it. It's my duty to question.
Because you're a jerk.
It's because I'm a scientist.
It's because you're a jerk. You're not a real scientist, though, are you?
Of course I am. I've got a degree in chemistry. I'm a master of chemistry. I spent 4 years at university studying chemistry.
So when was the last time for a drug you company. Touched a test tube? When did you last touch a test tube?
What do you mean, when did I last touch a test tube?
Mr. fucking scientist.
Is that the qualifications when now did you for last... being a scientist?
Yes.
If you ask any Nobel Prize winner when the last time he touched a test tube was, I'd be surprised if he told you that they use test tubes anymore. I haven't been using them for about 30 years.
Oh, it was last week, Simon. It's funny you should ask that. That's how I managed to discover the cure for cancer. I had it in this little test tube all along.
No one uses test tubes anymore. They're so stupid. They're just a waste of time.
Anyway, this isn't the end of the story, right? The bride is in this chest. She eventually starves to death.
Okay,
right,
yeah. And the next people move in, do they? To the house?
No. This
so everyone's given up the search, obviously.
No, years later, the bride's younger sister gets married.
Dun dun dun.
Right? And they go through the same thing. The reception's at the bride's grandmother's house. They have dinner and cake. And they decide to follow the tradition, even though her sister just disappeared the last time they played. They thought,
this went okay last time, we'll do it again. There was no tragic event last time.
Well, maybe they just forgot. I don't know.
I can see the logic there. They wouldn't want to bring back bad memories or anything. No, it's still exactly the same. It's a tradition.
I'm sure the groom must love it. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, this is a great
tradition.
It's the
same guy. Yeah. It's the same guy. Is he marrying the sister now?
Yeah, probably. Okay, so it's the same guy.
I can see why he'd be happy with this.
But yeah, her sister...
I can see why he'd like to do this.
Guess where her sister decides to go and hide.
Oh, I don't know. Is it the box in the attic that nobody knows about?
Yeah, the chest in the attic in which they didn't decide to look in to try and find where her sister might be. So she picks the same chest, she opens it, even though it was locked, and inside she finds,
much to her
horror, her sister's rotted remains still wearing the wedding dress.
Dun dun dun!
But now, the wedding dress is covered in blood. From her frantically trying to claw her way out of the
chest. Dun, dun. And then she slips, bangs her head, falls into the chest, and the chest falls and locks shut. Dun, dun, dun. Excellent. Well, I mean, this is really worthwhile, isn't
but,
it?
But, I mean, some of these stories are pretty good. I mean, that is funny, isn't it? It's a funny little story because it is kind of so ridiculous.
It's stupid.
If you bathe naked... a whole night under the light of the full moon, you'll be able to attain a 3-hour erection the following day.
Right, that is definitely read directly from YouTube.
Yeah, that's pretty piss poor.
If you link 3 articles on YouTube to your profile in 2 hours,
you'll meet the love of your life and you'll be happy forever.
Your crush we'll kiss you.
But if you don't, you'll die tomorrow.
Dun dun dun.
Precisely.
In Berlin, after World War II, money was short, supplies were tight, and it seemed like everyone was hungry. At the time, people were telling the tale of a young woman who saw a blind man picking his way through a crowd. The two started to talk. The man asked her for a favour. Could she deliver the letter to the address on the envelope? Well, it was on her way home, so she agreed. She started out to deliver the message when she turned around to see if there was anything else the blind man needed. But she spotted him hurrying through the crowd without his smoked glasses or white cane. She went to the police, who raided the address on the envelope, where they found heaps of human flesh for sale. And what was in the envelope?
What do you mean for sale? What do you mean for sale? What?
Because people are hungry. Sale? There's no food. There's no money.
Did it have those?
It says.
Did it have like little wooden signs in it, like 50 pence yeah. per pound or whatever? Like you get in Sainsbury's. Was there like a special offer?
Human arse.
On arse. Arse, buy two, get one free.
One little bit of the story. Inside of the envelope, there's a message and it says, "This is the last one I am sending you today." You see, because she was delivering it and she was going to be made into a heap of human flesh. I guess she already is.
Delicious.
Mm. Very nice with creepy pasta.
Do you reckon there's like a gourmet restaurant like nearby? You know, because wherever you find these speciality meat shops, there's always like a restaurant that uses it nearby, you know, to like get cheap meat and stuff.
Like halal meat.
Do you reckon there's like a... Yeah.
Oh, scary stories, Lewis. Are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
Is this like the horror special?
Yeah, this is our Halloween special. It's quite a while, you know, quite a while away, but... The phone rings. Hello? Yes, hello. May I have a few moments of your time? Sure, I guess. The phone clicks. You feel a little older. Ooh.
Pretty weird. Oh my god.
The Occult Halloween Special.
This is ridiculous. This one is just ridiculous. An unpopular young med student had been particularly annoying one day, and some of her classmates decided to play a trick on her. They snuck into her room after she had gone to bed and placed an amputated arm into bed with her. The next morning, they waited anxiously for her reaction, but they got none. Eventually, they went up to check on her, and they found her sitting on the bed, moaning and gurgling as she gnawed on the arm.
What noise was she making?
Gnawed on the arm.
That's brilliant.
A lovely story.
That's brilliant,
isn't it? It's heartwarming.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say
if
so.
If we do a Halloween special, you've got to have some really stupid fucking sound effects.
Okay.
Like laughter and like... Well, not lightning, the thunder. Wow. Wow.
Did you like that?
No. No, I didn't.
Why not?
Horrible.
What's wrong with it?
Jesus Christ. I just... A little bit of wee just came out of my willy. Oh god, don't do it again!
What
oh
do you
man,
mean?
I'll have to staple it shut. What the fuck? Don't do that!
Peeing all over the place.
In 1962,
a
the
crack
popular crayon
military
men...
force were captured by the US government. They were placed in a maximum security prison, but they escaped. You can find them. Then maybe you can recruit. The A-Team! Da 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 da
We'll never find out what happened in 1962.
God, sorry, in 1962.
You've ruined it. No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it by doing the 18.
Which is pretty terrifying.
In 1962. Now I'm doing it like the fucking guy who does the voiceover at the start
do it
of the
like
18.
The X-Files.
Okay. In 1962.
No, wrong idea.
In 1962, the popular. It's worth it. Okay. It's worth getting to the end of this.
I'm glad one of us thinks so.
In 1962, the popular.
In 1962.
Just say it with your tongue hanging out.
In 1962. The popular player manufacturer.
Sound like you've got a cock in your mouth.
A very large, thick girth of a tongue hanging out of my mouth. This is ridiculous. Why am I doing this? Why am I talking?
Read the story.
My fucking
read the story.
Hanging out
read
of
the
my
story.
Mouth.
It's a creepy way to. Oh, just read the story.
In 1962. The popular crayon manufacturer, Crayola, was forced to change the name of its flesh colour to peach. Many people believe this was a response to civil rights movement.
Whoa, who's that?
Civil rights movement. What the fuck is the civil rights movement?
It's a chap called, he's a big fella in Yorkshire. I think he was the mayor. Cyril Wright.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello there, Mayor Cyril. Hey up, lad.
So can you hazard a guess why Crayola would have changed the name of a crayon from flesh to peach? Try and guess the end of the story.
All right, well, I reckon if children...
Creepy children were using the flesh-coloured crayon to draw things.
No child has ever spoken like
that. Oh, God!
That's an old lady! That's an old lady! That's not a child's voice. That is a creepy old lady.
Hello.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm a little child.
Oh, fuck.
Is that better?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Hello.
I don't know what the opposite of an erection is, but I currently have it.
Right.
I don't know. I'm using a smart
what the hell is that?
To draw with.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I drew a picture of a kitten, and it came alive.
I'm sorry?
I've killed me.
How did that happen? How does that happen? How does a kitten come alive from a picture?
I don't know. So what? Is that not true? You. Is that not true? That the kitten came to life? That the flesh-coloured crayons were somehow...
No.
No.
The reality of the situation, the reason that Crayola... changed the name of flesh-coloured crayons to peach is that they were running out of skin donors. I went a little bit cross-eyed when I said that. I don't quite know why. I made a weird face. For no reason.
Skin donors!
Make this weird face. For the radio. Yeah, that's brilliant. Nice work there.
Cross-eyed. Oh my God. I could just imagine you just seeing.
It's not a nice mental image, is it? Oh God.
Grief. What are we doing?
Cross-eyed and I'm patting my belly.
It's a terrifying image.
With my tongue hanging out of my mouth as I'm trying to speak.
Hello, Hello!
Don't do that! Don't use that voice. It's horrible. Do an introduction to the Halloween Yog Pod.
Welcome to the Halloween Yog Pod! Hello!
Brilliant.
Help me! I'm trapped!
You're trapped in a chest in an attic.
Yeah, I think what happened was, after the woman... the second woman got trapped in the attic. Her daughter was going to get married. And they went to the...
I mean, They're going to run out of room in that fucking shed after a few decades, aren't they?
Well, no, but obviously they're just going to keep compacting people down in there.
Oh, it's like all this squishy, dried, desiccated flesh.
Dusty old bones.
It's weird, isn't it, that the word desiccated is only ever used in the context of flesh or coconut. Oh, no. Oh, this is a really bad one, based on an urban legend. It was the day before a couple's wedding.
Oh, not again.
Wanted... Yeah, yeah. If you ever get married, basically that's it. That's the end. You're fucked.
It was the night before a couple's wedding. Oh, my
anyway,
gosh.
It was... Fucks. You kind of sound like Brian Blessed in the Star Wars movie he was in. It's like the king of the fish people.
The year was 2009. The date was tonight. Dun-dun-dun.
Oh my god.
Go on.
It was the day before a couple's wedding. The bride-to-be wanted to look beautiful in her white wedding dress. So she went to a local salon to get a healthy-looking tan. Afterwards, she felt like she was still a little pale. So she lathered herself up with deep tanning lotion and visited every tanning salon in her town. Now, how many tanning salons would that be? She visits every tanning salon in town. I mean, how many would that be? Like two or three, maybe?
Yeah.
So she went to two or three tanning salons.
She went to Ted's Sunshine Salon, which is just next to the bakery. And then she popped in at... Lucinda's orange Jaffa Emporium.
Oh, I know Lucinda's.
Yeah, Lucinda's orange Jaffa.
Yeah, the Jaffa Emporium.
Emporium.
That
it's quite a popular.
It's opposite that that fried chicken place, isn't it?
Yeah. It's called Crunchy Fried Wings. Crunchy Fried Wings, I think.
Crunchy Fried Rings. Yeah.
Yeah, wings.
It's a
wings,
good...
not rings.
It's a, they only ever sell wings there. No other part of
yeah,
the
they do a good business on wings. The other...
People like wings. People like wings.
Well, what can I say?
I don't like wings, actually.
no, so she
I'm
pops in at Lucinda's. Lucinda's Jaffa Emporium. And yes. She popped in at the other one as well. Okay, so she's been to these other...
Yeah, she's been to two tanning salons. Yeah,
okay.
Because that's all there are in any town, right? The next day, right after the couple said, I do, the bride fell over dead.
Well, I mean, hang on. So, I mean, I don't think that's excessive, do you, going to two tanning salons? I think that's fine.
No.
I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, maybe if the first one didn't give you enough of a tan, you know, you need a good tan. You need a good orange all over. You know.
It's a good look.
Maybe the first one
the
was
orange
enough, you know, just
skin.
Missed
look,
a few spots.
Look, good luck.
You can always
good
have
look.
A, you know, you can always have two. There's no problem with that. There's no problem
no,
there.
No,
at
no,
all
that's
with
fine.
That. So carry on. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's had her wedding and she's dropped down dead. Oh dear. That's bad news.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. What happened? She's dead. She just died. Oh dear.
What happened? Ugh. Did they ever find out what happened?
Apparently,
oh dear.
The autopsy reported that her organs had been cooked. Oh dear.
What? What? Did she accidentally go into Crunchy Fried Wings and for a tan? Because that might have been the problem. I think I've identified the problem. She went to go to Lucinda's, but she went in the wrong one. She went in the deep fryer. And she didn't notice until the wedding day.
All of her organs are covered in the secret recipe. Delicious
of crunchy
batter.
Fried wings. Delicious.
Yes. Their secret
it's the,
recipe.
The general's secret recipe, I think it's known as.
He's a general.
The general.
General Crunchy Fry.
Yeah. It's quite a popular brand in England. I don't know whether you've heard of it.
Yeah. A lot of our American listeners might not be familiar with General Country Fry.
The General? Oh, he's a good man. His face is all over the place.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. So, yeah, her organs have been cooked. You must have heard that urban legend before. It's so bad. So bad.
I've not heard that one before, but that is utterly ridiculous, isn't it?
It's one of those things, it's like a story that you can...
Her organs got cooked. Her organs got cooked! What do you mean her organs got cooked?
It's like the outside.
She only had like a spray on tan.
Her outside's fine.
She didn't go in
a
microwave.
She's got a lovely tan. But the inside is just all cooked. And she was fine.
It's like... Oh,
she was fine for like, well, I don't know, 12 hours or something. You know, and then suddenly...
She just thought it was a little bit of pre-wedding nerves, that's all, you know. I think, you know, she was feeling a bit of butterflies in her stomach. Little did she know that she was actually all crunchy and crispy inside.
The butterflies little are, like, you know, landing on her liver and nibbling at the delicious crunchy fry coating.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Goodness me. Well, that's a good one.
It's awful, isn't it? Awful. Oh God! You must have heard of this one, right? A young couple had to resort to a new babysitter one night because their regular sitter was ill. The girl came highly recommended.
Common thing. Yep,
yeah,
common
I mean, there's
thing.
Nothing odd about that so far.
Happens all the time.
So far, the girl came highly recommended, but the couple were a little put off when she arrived and they discovered she was a hippie. Dun, dun, dun. Lightning sound effect. Thunder sound effect goes here. She was a hippie.
So how... Dun, dun, dun. How... Who recommended her, do you think? Was it just, you know, the neighbours? Or
as an agency.
The other babysitter?
Yeah.
Okay. An agency, right, thing. So,
I mean, that's...
So the agency... The baby.
Well, that's how you
usually how
get babysitters from, because, you know,
involved,
they check,
yeah.
Don't they? They do background checks and things.
Yeah, of course. These babysitters have been very heavily vetted.
Yes. Okay. So, they discovered she was a hippie, but being a young and open-minded couple, they decided to go ahead on their trip to the theatre, but they would call and check on the baby and the sitter during the intermission.
Good idea.
Okay. I mean, that's
what?
Pretty reasonable.
Hold on.
Anybody would do.
What do you mean? They're going to the theatre. How far away is this theatre?
It's
like right next door?
Well, it's not next door, is it? They'll phone. They won't, you know, call
around. Oh, right. They're not going to go.
They'll
back home. They're going to phone. Okay. During the intermission. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing to do. Very thoughtful.
It
a lot
is.
Of people wouldn't do that. A lot of parents wouldn't do
well,
that.
Well, I think many would, because they want to check.
I don't think many would. Yeah. I don't think many would. Intermission, they have
well,
a bit
they
of
don't know.
They don't want
to... Well, you know, they're worried. They're nervous.
All right. Well, I mean, I can give them that.
Okay.
How old is this baby, by the way?
It's a little baby. It's like, I don't know, a month or two. It's a bit ridiculous
so a
that they're going
baby,
out yeah. and they're leaving such a young child at home. But
I don't
know.
Think they would do that, would they?
It's a really good play at the theatre, you know? It's something really...
What is it?
It's Hamlet with David Tennant and... Patrick Stewart.
Oh, well, I wouldn't miss that for anything. No, so I can totally...
No.
Okay. But they couldn't get the normal babysitter.
They've gone
that's
to see...
Okay. They couldn't have scheduled it for another time? No.
Only tonight. So... During the intermission, they call...
And there's no one they could have left the baby with?
No,
there's
no family.
No one like that? No, they're all...
All of their family is
they're all off
on
doing
holiday.
Their own thing.
They're all on holiday. Everyone is on holiday. It's the summer holidays. So, they phone the babysitter during the intermission, who tells the mother that everything was groovy, and that she felt a bit hungry,
So she stuffed and roasted the turkey for a nice dinner.
Okay, so I mean, she couldn't have accidentally stuffed and roasted the baby.
No,
I guess. I mean, that wouldn't happen, would it? I mean, that wouldn't happen. Of course, that wouldn't happen. I don't think that could happen. That mistake. I mean, that never even crossed her mind, probably.
I mean, they don't really look alike, do they? I mean, they did a turkey and a baby. They're quite different things.
Did they possibly have a turkey in the fridge, you know, when they left? Is that something that the mother would have left in the fridge, a whole turkey?
No. In fact, the mother was a bit surprised because she says to her husband, I didn't think that we had a turkey in the refrigerator.
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe they have one in the freezer.
That's weird, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah.
Although a frozen turkey would take a long time to roast. And I very much doubt she would have managed to heat up the oven. It takes about 20 minutes to heat up the oven.
Even just an unfrozen turkey, one.
Put the turkey in the oven.
An unfrozen one would still take
a couple of hours. Yeah. So, strikes me as a bit odd that's maybe
it's a bit odd, is it?
It's one of these
it's a bit quick, odd.
Maybe it's one of these quick cook turkeys or something like that.
Maybe she microwaved it.
I'm just guessing.
No, it does say roasted. It says roasted stuffed. Well,
sometimes you can get these microwaves that have a sort of a roast.
She stuffed it, Lewis. She stuffed, the turkey.
What did she stuff the turkey with? Did the mother ask that?
No, probably, I don't know, a bit of sage and onion, maybe? A bit of parsley or apple or something.
Okay.
Breadcrumbs, usual.
Okay. And she's eaten it, did you say?
She's eaten the turkey.
The whole turkey?
Well, some of it. She's eaten some of the turkey, I imagine.
I find turkey a bit dry. I find it difficult to eat.
Shall we read on?
Quite a lot. Go on then. Go on.
All right. Let's read on. Let's see what happens, shall we? When the parents got home, they were shocked to find the babysitter lying on the floor, staring blankly into space. Tripped out on acid or something.
Of course.
Right? So the parents, naturally, they panic and they start looking all over the house for the baby, but it's nowhere to be found.
Oh, gosh.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very strange. What's happened to it?
Maybe someone snatched it. I don't know.
I think that's the logical conclusion to come to in that situation.
So, of course, they call the police and they say, our little baby has been stolen. Our incompetent babysitter's here. She's eating a turkey that we don't have.
Well, they wouldn't say it to the police. They would say it to the police, would they?
I feel a bit hungry. Can I just put you on hold for a minute?
What do you mean?
They say.
What do you mean? They just say.
Can I just put you on hold? I'm a bit hungry.
But they're not hungry. Their baby's missing. They're terrified.
They can smell.
That's the last thing they are. They're not
they
hungry.
They can smell the roast turkey.
Of course, they're not hungry.
They can smell the roast turkey from the kitchen.
Well, are you sure it's...
Except it smells a bit odd.
It smells a bit funny.
It's like, well, that smells nice, but I'm pretty sure turkey doesn't quite smell like that. And so, they potter into the kitchen, and they see a little package wrapped in foil. They unwrap it, and inside... is the baby roasted and partially eaten,
that's
filled
terrifying.
With stuffing?
That's terrible. Oh dear.
It's a true story that happens.
Yorkscast horror stories. Yorkscast Halloween special.
You're listening to the horror pod.
Yorkscast.
Horror pod!
When is October? It's in October.
Ages. We might have to release this sooner.
August, September. It's 3 months. It's 3 months away. I guess that's not that long away, is it, really?
Well, we might have to release this sooner. Just an early Halloween.
Early Halloween, released in August.
I can see that.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. So when are we going to have the Christmas one? In fucking September?
Well, we've never been particularly accurate on the old dates and shit, have we?
Let's record the Christmas one now, whilst we're at it. Get it all out of the way, and then we can take the rest of the year off.
Da 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 da.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to the Yogpod Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho! My sack is bulging with gifts for my delightful Yognauts. Ho, ho, ho! I need a bit of a berry pat, Lewis. Can you give me a bit of a berry pat, please?
No.
On this month's show, we're going to talk about Christmassy things.
If you're lucky, Simon, you might get a belly pad for Christmas.
Under the mistletoe.
If you know what I mean.
I went from a fake laugh to a real one. That was so weird. Ho, ho.
Oh, God. That's something the listeners have got to look forward to.
So, am I going to have to find a site with lots of Christmassy stuff?
No, we're not going to do the Christmas one, for God's sake. Do the Christmas one when it's Christmas. It's July.
We totally should.
Pick July. It's hot outside. I'm a bit sweaty.
It is quite hot today, isn't it? Tonight, even. You have been listening to the Halloween special in August of the Yogpod. Thank you for listening, and don't have nightmares.